This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Chatting with Fox and making funny jokes where we go, it all depends. Take you to the coast, no, there ain't no hope, but with this show we will transcend. So jump in, folks, you know the ropes. This wild ride is becoming a trend. We'll laugh till we stroke, don't need the coat, because we're chilling with our new funny friends.
Hey, what's up? All right, today in the Kia, we have comedian Tyler Wolf with us.
Yes.
Tyler Wolf with us.
Common mistake.
And we're going to play triple team today. We got three games. We got Suck It, or was it Suck This?
Suck This.
Okay. Sounds we got Suck This, Blow This, and Cream Pied. We're going to play all three games today in the car. See if Tyler comes out victorious and wins the prize.
I know I was getting Me Too today.
Welcome to our vehicle. And the catch is he has to get 2 out of 3.
Yeah, so you got to win 2 out of 3 of the games.
Sweet.
And you win the prize.
Let's start with Suck This.
I can suck blow and cream pie.
All right. Everybody take their straw. And M&M's.
Oh boy.
All right, so we got two
balls
there.
I gotta put all of these in my ass?
Dang it, you know the game.
I can only get 49 there.
Yeah, this is 50.
So the goal is... on this game, you have to get as many M&Ms from this bowl into that bowl using only your straw in 90 seconds.
Can I like lean up and put them in, or do I gotta spit them?
You can lean up.
Okay. You can either hold them, you could set your thing there, you can do it however you want.
Okay.
On that part. But you can't use your hands, only the straw.
And am I competing against you?
Yep.
Us both, yeah.
All three?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're getting my competitive spirit out.
Okay, here's my system. I'm going this close. Don't you think? That's
oh,
better?
You can do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he put mine up here. I thought
No, you can hold it just like that, yeah.
There we go.
Whatever works for you. You just can't transfer them with your
hands. I can only use my straw.
Right.
Only your straw, yeah.
Okay, I think I got a system.
And your mouth, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was just going to shovel.
That's why it's called Suck This.
Fair enough.
All right, 90 seconds. Everyone ready?
Yep.
And go.
A long time.
Okay, come already.
Oh. 1 second.
Woo! Ah, oh my god.
Falls down.
I started to get like just the
You're
sucking
making noises
in.
Back there. I know. Distracting.
Sucking in.
All right, oh count your M&Ms.
I got almost all.
Woo! Good shit. Yeah.
All right,
count your M&Ms.
Okay.
53. Whoa, Tyler won that one.
Nice
yes.
Job.
Sweet. So proud of being the best at sucking.
The number one sucker.
So tell us about Comic of the Month in July. You won, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Comic of the Month in July was fun. It was a great lineup. I think I barely won by a couple votes. Comic of the Year is coming up, which will be very fun.
Woo-hoo.
I have no idea how that format works or anything.
Yeah, but
that's
we don't
either. That's in January. I did the Comic of the Month back to back.
Oh.
Because I was in the upstaged.
Right. Yeah,
we got eliminated from that. And so they did the people who got eliminated from that into Comic of the Month, and I got runner up the next month. So.
Oh, cool.
How long have you been doing comic for?
I started this year in April.
Oh,
actually
wow.
Going up. So I've been writing for a few years and always been a fan and studied stand-up, and this year was finally the year that I had the balls to go for it.
Yeah, so
love Nate.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Guy.
He's done our show many times.
Yeah, Nate is awesome. He killed it on the show that I produced this week called The Riddim.
Yeah,
oh, you produced that one.
Yeah, he was on the inaugural, the first one. He knocked it out of the park.
And that's where the audience gives you suggestions?
Yeah, yeah. So the original idea was for it to just be audience suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But so I write out some topics, and the comics have to pull from a bucket and pull some random topics, and then they go to the audience and just riff with the audience. Can we get coffee?
Yeah, we can get coffee. You know where there's a spot around here?
So how do you get into producing your own show? You just go to the suite and say, I want to do this, or?
I mean, I just came up with an idea of a show, and I went to Blue City, and
Haley
pretty much helped me put it all together, and I mean, she's been instrumental in the whole thing, and has provided me with all the help I need, and it kind of just worked out seamlessly.
I remember being a kid and adults telling me about how great Michael Jackson was in his prime of his musical career. Which, it was crazy to me because I'm young enough, my whole life he was just a pedophile in whiteface. So like I had no idea Michael Jackson was legendary. And one day that's how I'm going to talk about Kanye West to my kids. Give me that schizophrenic anti-Semite and I'm like, go back, listen to Graduation, trust me.
Alright, next up is Blow This.
Oh, I shouldn't have. Now we have to eat all these.
We can't use these the next time because we had our hands off.
Alright, Blow This.
You'll never know. Who's next?
Blow This?
No, who's next? Who's the next comic coming in?
Graham.
Graham?
LeMay.
Well, he's put worse things in his mouth.
Yeah,
he'll be
yeah.
fine.
Here we go. Blow this.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Here's our example.
Uh-huh.
Oh god. The crying part's gonna get me.
Now you're welcome to practice on this because we tried a few times. These are hard to blow.
I'm just going in raw.
Are you going raw dog?
Every time I blow. Never gives me a practice.
All right, next game is Blow This.
This is a condom.
We've got, I'll have water balloons. It's whoever can blow up the most in 90 seconds. They have to be somewhere between the two of those as far as how much you inflate them.
I think you're going to kick my ass on this.
Me or Tyler?
Both of you.
I think I blew my whole wad on the first game. I'm out of breath.
We need a nap.
Yeah.
All right, green, you're
oxygen.
Orange, and you're pink.
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
I'm out of breath.
What?
Not one yet.
One, two. 59 seconds. I got six.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god. Wow.
That's not fair.
No, it feels like he cheated.
This is a game you're good at and picked it so you beat everyone.
It's the first time I've ever done any of these games.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
What can you start for you?
I'll have a small breve.
Mm-hmm. You want that hot?
Yeah, I'll take hot.
Perfect. Any flavor, anything in there?
Do like maybe hazelnut?
Hazelnut?
Yeah.
Anything else for you guys?
I'll do a medium Irish cream breve.
Yeah, of course. You want that one hot?
Yeah.
Have you been to Austin, that comedy scene?
Nope. No, I would love to though.
Yeah.
It's booming over there.
Yes. Yeah. Are you from this area?
No, I'm from Long Beach.
Oh, okay. I was looking at your Instagram and like, I think he's from California.
Yep.
Yeah,
Chris is from Northern California.
We're all one of those.
Yeah.
So you get the Segura comparison.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
At Segura's show.
Yeah.
Really?
The whole group was yelling, hey, Tom.
No, like, oh, we love you, Tom.
Yeah. Did you play it off? Did you go take pictures with him?
They actually knew I wasn't him.
Damn.
They
thought
I would. It happened in front of Bert's bus.
Yeah, Bert's show.
Somebody freaked out and hugged Chris.
Yeah, hugged me and shook my hand.
Tom's a handsome guy. That's a good one to be compared to.
Yeah, no bad.
I get Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, no. I don't see that.
Well, not as much now that the beard's longer.
Yeah.
But when it was shorter, I would get that. And it frustrated the hell out of me.
You started comedy this year. Who are your favorites?
My all-time favorite is Chris Rock.
Okay.
Chris Rock was kind of like my inspiration to get into comedy. I remember being a little kid and watching his HBO specials on TV. But Rock, Louis, Chappelle, those three guys are, in my opinion, three of the best.
Yeah.
There's so many new guys out now. I mean, I remember watching, like, Comedy Central Presents as a kid and learn about stand-up through there, and now there's just so many more outlets. Before, it was just HBO and Comedy Central.
Yeah, and if you didn't have those, you didn't see much comedy, but now you just get it everywhere.
Exactly. Now it's saturated everywhere. He was an underrated cast member on Saturday Night Live. He kind of got overshadowed by the rest of that cast.
Yeah, he did.
That was Sandler and Spade and those guys, right?
Yeah, Chris Farley.
Farley.
Yeah. Where they used to do that, like, rap skit called Just Chillin'.
Really?
Him and Chris Rock and Chris Farley, yeah.
I haven't seen that one. That was, what, 80s?
Yeah, that would have been
late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, right.
Because I think Bring the Pain came out in 96. And that was Rock's first big special, and then Bigger and Blacker in 99.
Okay.
I think. And then Never Scared in 04. Kill the Messenger in 08. I don't know anything about his Saturday Night Live stuff, but I know the specials.
Now for the fun.
Cream pod.
All right, I'll take my pants off.
So you've heard.
All right, so our next game is cream pied. We're all going to have a pie tin that's going to have a piece of bubble gum in it covered by whipped cream using only our mouths First person to find their piece of gum and chew it and blow a bubble wins.
Okay. This is a great game for bearded people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we thought.
You guys just wanted me to have white stuff all over my beard.
It's a whole theme we're going for. Yeah.
We're going for it on the whipped cream.
All right, this is cream pie. There is a piece of bubble gum in here using only our mouths.
Are you cool with, you want to take your coat off or anything?
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
As long as we got something to clean the beard up with after.
Yeah, we do. We have towels and everything.
Sweet.
All right, so we got a first person to find the piece of bubble gum using only their mouth, chew it, and blow a bubble.
No.
Wins the game.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's no timer on this. It's just
no,
first
just
one to finish.
Do it. Oh, God.
On your mark. Get set. Go. Great game.
I like that one. No, thank you. Or should I just leave it?
Thank you for participating.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna have to wash my beard again before my show tonight.
Oh, your show tonight? I'm sorry.
I'm glad I was your guys' first cream pie.
All right, Tyler, thank you so much for being on Uber Funny.
For your
going through.
Thank you.
Going through our crazy game. What's it called again?
Triple teamed.
Triple teamed. He beat us at Suck This, got beaten in the next two, and Blow This and Cream Pie. Maybe his next cream pie will be better. Who knows? We'll see you next time on Uber Funny.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome.